It is very true that teachers are not reporting for work, which I think is the first premise where we need to look at. Apparently, we are simply making it clear that teachers are disgruntled, teachers are disillusioned, and they don't have the money. There was a time when teachers didn't have money, but they scrounged around and found some dollars and went to work. The situation on the ground is such that teachers are on strike. We are protesting the way in which government is handling our labor issue. And I think we must say it categorically clear that teachers are on strike. And whoever wants to challenge that, let him or her take me to a school where they was learning yesterday, today, and where they will be learning tomorrow.
Are you expecting to meet with the government to iron out this issue?
Apparently, we must make it very clear that nobody will engage in any discourse of dialogue as long as they are not in a position of strength. We must at least be able to marshal the workforce in teaching in one direction. Then we will be able to go to the negotiating table when we at least can show that we have the force and the might of the workers on our side. As long as that is not made clear, whatever process of engagement will come to naught. It is that will remain in the trenches. And when then we have done our homework, will we come out and go and extend the olive branch for negotiation?
We understand that the Apex Council is meeting. Are you not waiting for the outcome?
As far as we are concerned, the processes of Apex and the politics around that organ are the ones that are perpetuating the suffering of teachers in this country. We don't respect such processes, and we simply must make it very clear that Apex has never brought positive results.